Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say this, that the man got awfully what about it?
Well, that's common.
Yeah, but what would he, the man would get what at his son?
What would get mad with him?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, he'd get angry, of course.
Yeah.
Now, I got in that room up there on that house. That house belonged to me. That from that neighbor, that fella put that down. And I'm going to tear them all down and put that one. So I got some poles in there. This long pole.
Yeah.
You break one of them, I get angry.
Right. That's what I mean.
I get angry.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really... what?
Tired.
The school nurse sent a little boy home early from school because he... what at school? He wasn't feeling it very well, so... what expression would you use for that? He what at school?
Wasn't at school.
No, he was at school, but they sent him home. And because he wasn't feeling well. What expression would you use to explain that?
Well, I would explain it this way. Somebody asked me that he was sick. And I appreciate very much a teacher sending him or bringing him home.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah, right.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
That happened to my grandchildren.
Uh-huh, yeah.
See,
yeah.
One gets sick, teacher sends him home.
Yeah, right. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In the stomach.
Uh-huh. And what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration?
Well, that's in the body.
Yeah.
In the lower part of the stomach.
Yeah, that's what
we call that noisy. So you have pains, and sometimes the stomach boils up, and we say growl.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Say growl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it causes eating.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some medicine make you do it.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get another.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? If some of the guests want to tease or embarrass the bride and groom.
Well, you see, the thing of it is, now what I call that, I would call that disrespect.
Yeah. But is there any name you would give for the celebration?
Well, any, not only one. Any celebration.
Uh-huh.
See, we could have a party.
Yeah.
And invite our guests. Then the guests come. Then some of them get noisy or disorderly. Then that's disrespecting.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't appreciate the invitation.
Yeah. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with?
A spook now, people are called spooks.
Yeah.
See?
Uh-huh.
And when, he's not just what we think he ought to be.
Yeah.
See, he's not in, I'm going to use the word category. Uh-huh. Not in my category.
Yeah.
Then I call him a spook.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah. Do you say that to children? Like, if you say, you better be good or...
Well, what people do, now I never tell my children that, but people do tell the children. Now, there's a fellow right up here, he's burnt that house down there. His name is, Will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, he always has been a ugly black man. So he's bald headed. So the house called a family and just bring them all back in the neck and everywhere.
Huh.
And children scared of him.
Yeah.
They said, here come Bull. They called him Bull, you know.
Bull. Yeah.
Bull.
Uh-huh.
And they're kind of do around.
Uh-huh.
They scared of Bull.
Yeah.
See, Bull looked to make him tired, scared of him.
Uh-huh.
See?
Mm-hmm.